Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, Syn Futures launches an AI trading agent, while AltVest Capital adopts Bitcoin as a treasury asset. Meanwhile, JP Morgan reports weak demand in crypto markets, and Yair plans a new token. Syn Futures, a decentralized derivatives exchange on Base, has introduced Cynthia, an AI trading agent to facilitate asset swaps and transfers using natural language commands. Cynthia's rollout is in three phases, starting with basic commands integration on social media platform X, followed by AI agents for futures trading, and culminating with a meta agent for managing complex workflows. Syn Futures, the largest DEX on Base, boasts a 24-hour trading volume of $220 million. CEO Rachel Lin aims to transform user interaction in the on-chain economy. AI is already executing 65% of equities trading. AltVest Capital in South Africa has made headlines as the first publicly listed African company to adopt Bitcoin as a strategic treasury asset. AltVest acquired one Bitcoin for 1.8 million rand. The company emphasizes Bitcoin's unique value for long-term treasury allocation, aligning with global trends. However, AltVest shares were down over 9% at 590 Rand. JP Morgan's latest report highlights a lack of positive catalysts in the crypto market. Institutional demand for Bitcoin and Ether futures is waning, with futures nearing backwardation, a negative sign for institutional investors. Analysts suggest this reflects a weak market outlook in the near term. They expect positive crypto initiatives from the Trump administration only in the latter half of the year. In other news, Bitcoin's hash rate growth has slowed as smaller miners face tough market conditions. The MinerMag reports stable mining revenue of $1.4 billion in January, but network difficulty has seen its first decline since September. Publicly traded mining companies hold about 30% of the hash rate market share, with Marathon Digital leading at 41.65 EHS. The recent halving event has reduced mining rewards, prompting some miners to explore alternative revenue sources. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin expressed disappointment with the community's acceptance of blockchain gambling applications. He warned of a potential moral reversal that could lead him to leave the ecosystem. In contrast, Solana's ecosystem has embraced meme coin activity, attracting new developers. The European Central Bank is developing a fiat currency settlement system for DLT transactions to enhance market efficiency. The project will first link to the existing target system, followed by a more integrated approach for fiat settlements. The SEC has restructured its crypto enforcement unit to focus beyond digital assets, now called the Cyber and Emerging Technologies Unit. The unit's size has been reduced to 30 members, reflecting a shift from aggressive crypto enforcement to a broader scope, including AI and cybersecurity. Bitpanda CEO Eric DeMuth highlighted the impact of the Trump administration's pro-crypto policies. Institutional investors are increasingly making long-term commitments in the crypto market, with Bitcoin ETFs managing nearly $58 billion. Bitpanda, with over 6 million users, is expanding its B2B services in Europe and the Middle East. Figure Markets has launched YLDs, a yield-bearing stablecoin registered with the SEC, backed by prime money market funds. The stablecoin offers daily interest and operates on the Provenance blockchain, designed for peer-to-peer transfers and exchanges for dollars or other stablecoins. Finally, OnRamp has partnered with Arch to launch a Bitcoin-backed lending service, allowing holders to access liquidity without selling their assets, thereby avoiding capital gains taxes and preserving BTC exposure. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.